This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Julian Villard, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Julian. Soon we'll find out which of our contestants, Jake or Ross, will be our big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our special guests. They star in the new film written and directed by Mike Birbiglia, Don't Think Twice. It's Kate Micucci and Gillian Jacobs.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Welcome, Kate. Welcome, Gillian. Now, Gillian, you wrote this great personal essay on Lenny about your experiences at Juilliard. So for any parent who thinks their kid must go to Juilliard for acting, what would you say to them?
Think about it. No, I've heard that the school is a kinder, friendlier place now than when I was there. So I don't want to say don't go to Juilliard. That sounds like terrible advice, but... You know what? It was good preparation for this business because this is a very tough business where you have to have thick skin and be resilient, and I definitely learned that at Juilliard.
I thought you made a great point of perspective where you were feeling very frustrated with the experience, and then you had a moment where you're like, that's right, no casting director is going to call up my teacher at Juilliard and be like, how strong was her neutral mask work?
Yeah. Which was a class. I didn't make that up for the essay. They don't really care what your casting was like in your junior year of college, you know?
Right.
It's like you're not testing for a pilot, and they're like, well, they gave you the part of Spear Carrier number 2 in that production of Julius Caesar, so we wish we could give you the part, but we just can't. I tried to really let go of that and not carry it with me going forward, but, you know, it's like those negative voices sometimes, they like to stay in your head.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them have been quieted by your success in TV and film. And I'm sure, do you still have people coming up to you every day being like, get Community back on the air?
Yeah. Well, now we had this hashtag, which became a prophecy that was 6 seasons in a movie. And so we've done the 6 seasons, so now we have to do the movie. And I guess the latest news from Dan Harmon, the creator of the show, is he's waiting for us to be unemployed to write the script. So I don't know what the status is, but I think we'd all love to do it.
Good to know. Now, Kate, people know you as the ukulele lady from Scrubs. They know you as half of the funny musical comedy duo Garfunkel and Oates. First of all, when did you start playing ukulele?
I started playing the ukulele in the year 2000. That sounds so futuristic, saying it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The year 2000. When I was in Hawaii for 3 months, kind of trying to figure out my life, not really sure what I wanted to do, and I was living on my aunt and uncle's porch. I was like, I didn't even have a bed. I slept in a giant chair.
What?
Yeah, and it was great. And every morning I would see the cruise ships come in, and I grew up playing classical piano, and I was really missing having an instrument in Hawaii. And so my grandpa was also living there, and so he bought me my first ukulele, and so that's when I started playing it.
And what were your first songs about?
The first ukulele song I ever wrote was called The Nap Song, and it was how I wanted to sleep with this guy, but I only meant sleep with him, and that's it.
Okay. So then,
I was a virgin when I wrote
it. Now, you are in this film that deals with an improv troupe, and one of them has great success, and it's sort of how the rest of them deal with that. As you're reading the script, did any of it hit close to home?
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, we play an improv comedy troupe, and so there's all the dynamics of jealousy and bitterness, but also celebration for your friends. And I think I've seen every variation of what the characters go through in my life. And thankfully, you know, I've had friends who are not performers see the movie and say, like, I'm a creative director at an ad company, and I totally relate to this movie. So I think it's applicable to a lot of jobs and professions where you're like, why'd that person get that?
Right.
And not me. And maybe, you know, it'll all work out in the end, but it's pretty tough in the moment.
But you both had never done improv before.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so preparation to be in an improv troupe and make it seem believable for the film, what did you do?
Well, it wasn't just that we had to be in an improv troupe. Kate and I had to perform alongside Keegan-Michael Key, Mike Birbiglia, and 2 legends of New York improv, Chris Gethard and Tammy Sager.
Right.
So you basically, like, threw us on an NBA team, and we're like, this is a basketball, go.
it was really terrifying, yeah. You know, especially because we were doing shows around town as the Commune, which is the name of our group in the movie, and we had just, you know, pretty much
there was no asterisk next to our names in the program. Like, they've never done improv before. Don't judge them too harshly. It was just like Kate and I were clinging to each other, just terrified.
It was like, okay, well, we've done this for a few weeks, so here we go, everyone. And it was still Gil and I looking at each other like, oh, here we go.
Did you like it? Did you think I wanted to become part of an improv troupe?
Nope. I hadn't felt my heart race in terror like that in I don't know how long. You walk out with nothing, just your brain, and that's not enough.
I mean, did you find any strength of yours that you didn't know that you had before by doing these improv scenes?
I realized that I have a tendency to make weird, bold choices and then not really know what to do with them and just... let them clean up my mess. That was my technique.
There are some lines in the movie that you improvise that I couldn't believe they came out of your brain. Like, I was like, where, how? It was really something to watch Gillian improvise. You're really, she's so natural. She really is.
Aw, Micucci.
And now that you have built this rapport between the two of you, have you thought about going out on a live performance tour together doing anything?
Not improv.
I like that you keep stressing that, Gillian.
Nope.
But we could put an act together for sure.
Sure. If it's scripted and somebody writes it and we have rehearsals, I'd be happy to do that.
All right. Well, I wouldn't say I'm going to hold your hand through this next one, but you are going to enjoy it. Are you up for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Woo-hoo! Yeah,
all right. All right. Gillian, Kate, your movie, Don't Think Twice, is about New York City improv. Kate, you voiced Velma in a new version of Scooby-Doo. So that inspired us to create a version of one of our favorite games called This, That, or the Other, where we give you a name and you just have to tell us which of three categories it fits into. And the categories are the name of an improv group that performed in the 2016 Del Close Marathon, the name of a restaurant in New York City, or the name of a Scooby-Doo monster.
Great.
Okay, so we're going to go back and forth. You don't need to buzz in. But if you get it wrong, the other person can steal. Ooh. And the winner is going to get an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. I know. Think about
All
it.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Going down, Micucci.
Kate, we'll start with you.
Okay.
King Noodle. Is it an improv group, a New York restaurant, or a Scooby-Doo monster?
New York restaurant.
That is correct. Yes. Gillian, cheese monster.
Improv group?
Should be, but ugh. I'm sorry you're incorrect. Kate, can you steal?
I would say it's a Scooby-Doo monster.
It is a Scooby-Doo monster, really? Yes. It's a giant humanoid made out of oozing orangey cheese. Kate, banana pancakes. Yeah.
Improv group?
Yeah, that's an improv group. Gillian, this could change
it all. Could all change in an instant.
Flex muscles.
Flex muscles.
Now, you can ask one question if you need to. About
oh,
that.
I may? What's the answer?
Yeah, that was a good idea. That was a good idea.
Well, okay, I'm going to think this through. Hers was just an improv comedy troupe.
Yep.
Flex muscles?
Flex muscles.
Probably not a restaurant. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't lived in New York in a while. Could be. Or what's my third option? Scooby-Doo monster?
Yeah.
That sounds like more of a command than a character name.
Yes, it does.
I'll just go with improv comedy troupe.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
What is it?
Kate, can you steal?
Is it a Scooby-Doo monster?
I'm sorry, it is a restaurant.
What do they
We're
serve?
Out of the game.
They serve mussels.
You don't say.
I love that I had to ask that question.
I know, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. God.
I am not good at this.
I was just thinking lots of protein, muscle milk.
All right, Kate, this is for you. Fish freaks. New York restaurant. Improv troupe.
Improv troupe?
It's a good idea for an improv troupe. I agree, but that is incorrect. Can you steal, Gillian?
I guess restaurant.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
What? There is what?
That's a Scooby-Doo village? Fish freaks?
Yeah,
Multiple freaks?
Well, it's... Yeah, there's swimming green mutants with glowing green eyes who have this plan to cause an offshore oil spill that will wreak havoc on the environment.
That was before my time at Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I had no idea Scooby-Doo.
Now I'm taking pride in not getting any of these correct. I hope I don't get any of these right.
This is your final one. Gillian, doppelganger.
Doppelganger, improv comedy troupe.
That is correct.
I only wanted one.
Yep. Puzzaguru Archung, how did our special guest do?
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, you both got some right. So we're going to give both of you Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Give it up for the stars of Don't Think Twice, Gillian Jacobs and Kate Micucci. And now we have a special treat. Kate is sticking around to play a song for us.
Here's a little song called Have You Met My Robot? Have you met my robot? Have you met my robot? He's a weird one, he's a funny one. He has soup cans for feet, and he dances around the apartment, and he sings to the things that he meets. He says la-di-da to the fish in the fish tank, ho-diddly-hum to the coins in the bank, and he dances his dance steps accordingly. For that, Arthur Murray, he thanks. He's my best friend, some say that makes me crazy. But I say, come on, we're both products of the 80s. And if he falls apart, it's not a bother, 'cause I know how to glue, and I know how to solder. I'm happy to fix him. Have you met my robot? He's a weird one, he's a funny one. He had salad tongs for hands. Did I mention he's in love with a robot? He especially likes her cans. Those are her feet. And together they walk, but not hand in hand. More like salad tong and salad tong, robot lady, robot man. And together they might have a baby. And together they might start a band. And it would sound like this.
One more time for Kate Micucci.